This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Armenia and Azerbaijan are attempting to preserve a new ceasefire in their conflict over Nagorno-Karabakh, a move that comes a week after Russia brokered truce freed immediately after it took force. Both sides accuse one another of fresh attacks and violation of the truce that had failed to halt the war's fighting in the south since the 1990s. Iran's foreign ministry says a long-standing U.N. embargo on arms sales to and from Iran expired early Sunday in line with a 2015 landmark nuclear deal. The embargo on the sale of arms to Iran was due to start expiring progressively beginning Sunday under the terms of the U.N. resolution. French police have arrested nine people after a suspected Islamist sympathizer killed a school teacher in a Paris suburb Friday. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Anti-terrorism prosecutor Jean-Francois Ricard says an investigation for murder with a suspected terrorist motive had been opened. The suspect, who'd been granted a 10-year-old residency in France as a refugee in March and was not known to intelligence services, had been armed with a knife and an airsoft gun which fires plastic pellets. Ricard added a text claiming responsibility for killing the teacher and a photograph were found on the suspect's phone. The suspect was shot dead after he failed to respond to orders to put down his arms and acted in a threatening manner. I'm Charles de la Desma.
French police arrested nine people after the suspected Islamist sympathizer killed the school teacher. Nigerians took part and took to the streets Saturday to join mounting protests against police brutality. More than 10,000 demonstrators clogged roads, bringing the center of the economic hub to a standstill. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says a divided world has failed to rise to the challenge of fighting the coronavirus pandemic. He is warning a concerted action is needed to prevent millions of people being pushed into poverty and hunger. This comes as millions of Europeans are facing tough new coronavirus restrictions as governments are stepping up efforts to slow the surge in infections. Meanwhile, protesters descended on central London Saturday as tighter restrictions to curb the spread of the coronavirus went into effect.
Hundreds of people took to the streets of central London Saturday to protest the new restrictions aimed at curbing the spread of the coronavirus. Protesters shunned face coverings as they marched along Oxford Street. Chanting freedom, they held posters bearing slogans against mandatory mask wearing.
It's about living, not just surviving. You know, we want to be able to enjoy our lives, not just be stuck at home or panicking to leave and go out.
The world's financial capital entered a tighter lockdown beginning midnight Friday as Prime Minister Boris Johnson tries to tackle an accelerating second wave.
That is Reuters' Fred Katayama reporting. New Zealand confirmed a new community case of COVID-19 Sunday. This is 2 weeks after Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern declared in the South Pacific nation had beat the virus again. The announcement came a day after Ardern's Labour Party won a landslide election victory, with the government's handling of the pandemic widely credited as a factor. U.S. President Donald Trump is in Wisconsin, and he wrapped up a busy day of campaigning in the Midwest less than 3 weeks before the presidential election. His Democratic challenger Joe Biden kept a low profile Saturday in his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump has been criticizing a fellow Republican. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
President Trump is on the attack again on Twitter. The newest target is Republican Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska. Trump calls him a liability to the party and an embarrassment to his state. Sasse is up for re-election, and in a telephone town hall this week was asked why he's been willing to publicly criticize a president of his own party. Sasse responded that Trump has flirted with white supremacists, mocks Christian evangelicals in private, and, using a crasser phrase, tries to ingratiate himself to global dictators. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And thousands took to the streets across the United States for women's marches Saturday, issuing calls against President Trump and his conservative Supreme Court pick. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.